ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सुप्ति प्रबोधयोः सन्धौ आत्मनः गति आत्मदृक् पश्यन् बन्धन् च मोक्षम् च माया मात्रम् न वस्तुतः। सुप्ति प्रबोधयो सन्ध्वा आत्मनो गतिमादृक् आत्मनो गतिमादृक् पश्यन् बबन्धम् च मोक्षम् च पश्यन् बन्धम् च मोक्षम् च मायामात्रम् न वस्तुतः। सुप्ति प्रबोधयो सन्ध्वा आत्मनो गतिमात्रिक पश्यन् बन्धम् च मोक्षम् च मायामात्रम् न वस्तुतः। सुप्ति प्रबोधयो सन्ध्वा आत्मनो गतिमात्रिक पश्यन् बन्धम् च मोक्षम् च मायामात्रम् न वस्तुतः।
माताजी
Sukti, in the state of unconsciousness, Prabodhaya, and the state of consciousness, Sandhau, in the state of marginal existence, Atmanaha, of oneself, Gatim, the moment, Atmadrik, one who can actually see the self, Pasyan, always trying to see or understand, Bandham, the conditional state of life, Cha, and Moksham, the liberated state of life, Cha, also Maya Matram, only illusion, Na, not Vastutaha, in fact. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. During unconsciousness and consciousness, and between the two, he should try to understand the self and be fully situated in the self. Kya baaja raha hai? Pankha chal raha hai? Switch off karo. Ye pankha band kar do. In this way, he should realize that the conditional and liberated stage of life are only illusory and not actually factual. With such a higher understanding, he should see only the absolute truth pervading everything. Purport. The unconscious state is nothing but ignorance, darkness, or material existence. And in the conscious state, one is awake. So which state we are right now? Conscious or unconscious? It has a deep meaning. I'll read again. The unconscious state is nothing but ignorance, darkness, or material existence. So we all are on unconscious state. And in conscious state, one is awake. It has two meanings. The marginal state between consciousness and unconsciousness has no permanent existence. Therefore, one who is advanced in understanding the self should understand that unconsciousness and consciousness are but illusion, for they fundamentally do not exist. Only the supreme absolute truth exist, I confirm by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 9:4. Maya tat idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina mattasthani sarvabhutani na chaham to avasthitah. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Everything exists on the basis of Krishna's impersonal feature. Nothing can exist without Krishna. Therefore, the advanced devotee of Krishna can see the Lord everywhere without illusion. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjini Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadeviyai Ma Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamu Supurusam Bhukte Gunanso Dasasodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuvayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Piye Bhava Radhika Madhuri Aswade Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kalipakrate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So, this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, describes the behavior of a perfect person. Earlier, Yudhishthira Maharaj had asked the question about Varnashram Dharma, description of the Varna and Ashrama. So Narad Muni described about Varna. Previous chapter, chapter 12, started describing Ashrama. So here described about the Vanaprastha Ashrama and Brahmachari Ashrama and Vanaprastha Ashrama. Now, this chapter describes Sannyas Ashrama.
Trayodase tu Prahalada Dattatreya Itihasatat Chaturdashrama Nishtasyaha Yato Dharma Nirupyate.
This chapter, 13th chapter, Trayodase Tum Prahalada Dattatreya Nirupyate. Dattatreya Itihasa. So once, while Prahlad Maharaj was roaming, he met a avadhut who was living on Ajagar Vrti. Ajagar is a snake. Who does not go to any factory to work, neither he has any job, neither he does any farming, or anything. But he gets the maintenance for his life. He lives better than everybody. One poet says, Ajagar kare na chakari, pakshi kare na kaam, daat maluka kah gaye, sabke data Ram. Ajagar kare na chakari, the ajagar or paithan does not do any job or business. Pakshi kare na kaam, the bird, they are also not doing any work. But they are being maintained. Only difference is, the ajagar stays at one place. He doesn't move anywhere. And his food comes. And pakshi or the bird, he flies all over. And gets their food. But both of them, they get their food. As it is mentioned in Upanishad, Isavas idam sarvam yat kinchit yam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjitha maghrita kascha nidhanam. Our prescribed quota for maintenance is already arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has arranged for us. Only one thing which is not keeping us satisfied, that is called greed. Lobhasya papasya karanam. The greed is the cause of all the sin we perform. So ajagar or the paithan doesn't perform any, he doesn't have any job. Ajagar karina chakari. So, this Avadhut was none but Dattatreya. He was just living, sitting. Anyway, we'll hear more about his life. So, this chapter, we hear. One is, of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj, who is Mahajan. Narad Muni is speaking, he is other Mahajan. And Narad Muni is speaking the conversation between Prahlad Maharaj, who is third Mahajan, he had with Dattatreya. So three Mahajan we see in this chapter. Trayodase yato dharmaha sadhakasya uchyate mahan avdhute itihasena siddhavascha chabranayate. Siddhavascha, the perfection of human life, how to obtain the perfection of human life have been described in this chapter through the conversation between avdhut itihas or the pastime or a story of an avadhut, and that was known by none but Dattatreya itihas, and between Prahlad Maharaj. So, from verse number 1 till 4, there is no purport, so I will read that, and then we will go over. Verse number 1. Sri Narada Uvachaha Kalpastu evam paribrajyah dehamatra avasesitah gramai karatra vidhina nirpekchas charen mahim. Sri Narad Muni said, a person able to cultivate a spiritual knowledge should renounce all material connections and merely keeping the body inhabitable, he should travel from one place to another, passing only one night in each village. In this way, without depending in regards to the need of the body, the sannyasi should travel all over the world. So, after describing about Vanaprastha Ashram, Narada Muni is going to talk about Sannyasa Ashram. So he said first, Kalpa Tu Evam. The word Tu in verse number 1 is very significant. Tu means the description of the previous life, means Vanaprastha, or even Brahmachari. Jai Sri Sri Radharas Vihari Ki Jai. If somebody is ready to take sannyas, then first and foremost thing he should do is do Kalpavas. Kalpavas in Kumbh Mela, right? We know the word Kalpavas. In Kumbh Mela, many people do Kalpavas. If Kumbh Mela is for 4 months or 1 month, whatever time is there, they do Kalpavas. Means they will leave their house, family, everything, and they will decide to stay in Kumbh Mela for whole Kumbha. That is called Kalpavas. Right, Rajat Prabhu? Many sadhus they do Kalpavas. Any of you have done Kalpavas? Ab kiye the? Rajat Prabhu did. Allahabad Kumbh Mela. Right? So they do Kalpavas. Means, not worry for house, brahmachari or grihastha, whoever is there. Whoever decide to take sannyas, first and foremost duty is to prepare himself to take Kalpavas. Tu, Kalpavas tu evam. Evam means certainly, there is no two doubt. He had to prepare to give up each and everything. Nothing he should have. So, in preparation of this sannyas, the word tu is used for somebody who prepared to be sannyasi. The word sannyas means satnyas iti sannyasa. Sat means the supreme personality of Godhead, and nyasa means be situated. So, one who is ready to be situated at the lotus feet of the supreme personality of Godhead is called sannyasi. So he had to be ready with this. So there is a division among sannyasi, the gradual process. Sannyas Krishnamurari, wo tumhare bagal mein so raha hai, wo gir jayega, kursi toot jayega. Stand up. If you feel sleepy, stand up. Sannyasramaha chaturdha vidhate kutchako bahudako hansa paramhansa iti tatra paramhansa dharma kathyata iti artha dhotato vatu sabdo nirpakchate alolupaha. So here the word tu is meant for paramhansa. There are 4 kind of sannyasi. Earlier in past, in one of my class, I did mention. The first is Kutichak. He wants to become sannyasi, but still he has some connection with the family. So what he does, he leaves his house, he goes in the field. They make a small hut for him. He stays there in hut. He chants the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is trying to observe himself 24 hours a day in thought of the Lord. But for his maintenance, the food comes from his house, called Kutichak. Kuti means hut. He stays in hut, but he is maintained by the family. There are many Kutichak, they stay in Vrindavan also. They go there, and monthly their son sends some stipend, right? Monthly. They are also Kutichak. Then, called Bahudak. Bahudak means one who does not stay. First stage, he renounces his wife, children, house. He is staying in some ashram, kutia. Second stage, he renounces even that kutia. So he becomes Bahudak. He starts moving around. So for his maintenance, he does madhukari, or he eats the grain which is left over in the field, or ripened fruit which has fallen down from the tree, or he moves in marketplace if there is anything left over. This way he maintains his life, that he calls Bauddha. And then comes Hansa. Hansa is one who only takes prasadam. And Paramhansa, he doesn't care for anything. So this chapter describes about Paramhansa. So kalpa tu evam. Tu word is for, used for Paramhansa. So what does Paramhansa do? Of course, one thing I wanted to say, that in Kali Yuga, sannyas is not recommended. You must know that this conversation or this talk is in Dwapar Yuga, in the assembly of Maharaj Yudhishthir, where Naradji had come. So, in Kali Yuga, it is stated, Aswamedham Gwalambham Sanyasam Palapaitrikam Devarene Sutapatti Kalau Pancham Vivarjaye. There are five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. First is Aswamedham. Earlier, it to be Aswamedh Yajna. Release a horse or horse sacrifice. Second is Gwalambham or a cow sacrifice. Third is Sanyasam. Fourth is Palapaitrikam, offering meat in oblation for forefather. Fifth is Devarena Sutpatti. If elder brother pass away, then younger brother can have a child from his elder brother's wife. That is called Devarena. Devar. Devar or younger brother can have a child from the wife of elder brother. A scripture says that the elder brother's wife, elder brother is like father and his wife is like mother. And younger brother is like son and his wife is like daughter. But there was a provision that if a younger brother is not married, then he can remarry, he can marry the elder brother's wife. Or even he was married and she needed protection, so he'll protect her like that. But in Kali Yuga, Devarena Sudapati, begetting a child from a Devar or younger brother of husband, is forbidden. So these five things are forbidden in this Kali Yuga. And one of them was sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Only for one purpose. And that purpose was preaching. But he did not violate any rules and regulation of sannyasi. Rather, he followed everything and he taught his follower same thing. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Lord Chaitanya came to teach us Vairagya Vidya. The word Vairagya has two meanings. Vigata Raga Iti Vairagya or Vishesha Raga Iti Vairagya. Vigata Raga, cutting off all the attachment, is called Vairagya. Or Vishesha Raga or being attached to the lotus feet of Krishna is called Vairagya. So Lord Chaitanya came to teach both of these things. Vairagya Vidya. This is Raja Vidya. He practiced and he taught. We will be reading about this. So we'll just go over this verse, the meaning, and then we'll go there. So this Paramahansa or Sannyasi, what does he do? Paribraja. He doesn't stay one place. He keeps moving. Deha matra avaseshitah. While moving, he does not have suitcase or briefcase. Paribrajya deha matra. Only body he has. Nothing else. Only body he has with him. Deha matra avasesa. He carries with him only the body. Means he is soul and he is carrying the body. Not on top of body. Not even cloth. Only a coffin as a cloth. That is, next verse comes. Deha matra avaseshitaha. Gram ek ratra vidhina. He stays in one village one night and next village another night. Gram ek ratri vidhina. Ek ratra, only one night. In this process, nira nihapeksha charin mahi. And he is not dependent for his maintenance on anybody. He has no apeksha, nirapeksha, without any dependence, without any desire that, oh, this person will maintain me, this person will give me. And he travels everywhere. Charin mahim, he travels on the earth. So, anybody wants to take sannyas, we should cultivate this quality. Simji? Not degree of Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Bhava, this is more important. That is also good, but this is more important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. The Sad Goswami of Vrindavan, they were sannyasi. And because they were so renounced, renunciation is one thing, but other thing, determination, their attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna ekam saranam. Krishna is only shelter. These two things were there. Insert Goswami. We hear Sad Goswami Astakam, Tektava Turunamase Samandalapati, Sadatukchavat, or kya hai? Bhutvadina Ganesha Karanaya Kopina Kandhasrita, or Gopir Bhava Kallola Mahalomu, Bande Rupa Sanatana Rakujago. So that was their schedule. He Radhe Brajade Bike Chalite He Nanda Suna Kutaha. They were just looking for Krishna, they were looking for Radharani. That is the real sannyasi. And because of that, they were respected by one and all. So even associate of Lord Chaitanya, like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and others, they are very curious to know that how this Sad Goswami of Vrindavan, they are passing their time, they are living their life. And anybody who came from Vrindavan, they will inquire about the activity of the Goswamis. Now, if we inquire about some of devotees, oh, this devotee is staying in America, okay, this devotee is staying in Bombay, okay, how is he living? How is this thing? If we ask, somebody will go and tell Asim Prabhu, or somebody will go and tell Prabhu, they were talking about you like this, you know, they were asking, my goodness, we'll become very upset, right? They're asking about me. You understand what I mean to say? Aaj koi puchega ki apna Haridas Prabhu kaise Bombay mein reh raha hai, sab theek chal raha hai na? Hai? Koi puchega aur koi aakar Haridas ko bol de, to Haridas kya bolega? Wo politics hamare vishay mein kar raha hai. Hai? But the Goswami, they never thought. Nobody of course told them, but anyway, their well-being was asked by the great personality like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Kahan tahan kaise rahe Rup Sanatan, kaise rahe, kaise vairagya, kaise bhojan. They would ask those returning from Vrindavan, how are Rupa and Sanatan doing in Vrindavan? What are their activities in the renounced order? How do they manage to eat? These were the questions asked from the devotee who were returning. Now, the Lord associate will ask, Lord will also ask, Kaise Ashta Prahar Karen Sri Krishna Bhajan Tabe Prasasya Kare Sei Bhaktagan Kahe Sei Bhaktagan. When all these questions were asked by the devotees, then devotees were giving the schedule of Sad Goswami, how they were maintaining their lives. Anikete duhe bane jata brikshagan eka eka brikshatale eka eka ratri sayan. Here also, gramaika ratra vidhina, the word heaven is. For the Goswami, the brother actually have no fixed residence. They reside beneath a tree one night, under one tree, and the next night under other tree. That is sannyasi. Gramaika ratra vidhina. One night, one village, next night, other village. Vipragrihe astula bhikshu kaya Vipragrihe astula bhikshu kaya madukari suskaruti chanachibai bhog parihari. So these are Goswami Vrindavan, they are going and doing madukari, at the house of the Brahmanas, and this way they were maintaining. Suskaroti chanachivai bhog parihari. They were not eating chapan bhog, they are no Govinda Prasadam. Suskaroti, dry chapati. Chana, sadhu bhojan chana hai. Khichdi, suskaroti chanachivai bhog parihari. And they were giving up, they are not tasting, they are not touching the bhoga or chapan bhoga or any bhoga. Kanta matra hate katha chida bahirvas Krishna katha Krishna nam nartana ullas. They had in their hand water pot. They had kamandalu, water pot, kamandalu, and they were having only kopin nakantha sritavu. Kopin they had and kamandalu. They were always Krishna katha, Krishnam, nartana ulas. They were always hearing Hari katha, Krishna katha, and they were chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And they were dancing and they were enjoying. Chant and be happy. That was the schedule of Goswamiji. How long they were hearing katha? Not 1 hour. After 1 hour they will start watch. Time kya ho gaya? Prasad ka time ho gaya. They were not chanting only 2 hours. 16 round ho gaya, 2 ghanta. They were not dancing when Mridanga and Kartalwai played nicely. Their schedule was different. Please, devotee, hear their schedule. Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajan Chari Danda Sayane Nama Sankirtana Seho Nahe Koho Dine. Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajan, 22 hours a day. Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajan Chari Danda Sayane. Only 2 hours they were sleeping. 22 hours they were doing Krishna Bhajan. Or Nam Sankirtan. Someday there are nice kirtan going on. Nahi kono dine. That day they were now even sleeping. So 24 hours a day. Kirtaniye Sada Hari. That was the schedule of Sad Goswami. So we can see on this verse, Gramai Kratra Vidhina Nirapeksha Charin Mahim. Without any expectation they are moving. Sannyasi moves on this earth. Text number 2. Vibhryad Yada Sauvasaha Kopina akchadanam param tyaktam nalingad dandar anyat kinchit anadapi. Said vibhryad yad asauvasa. A sannyasi, said, here's a deha matra. Nothing he takes, but only he takes his body. Now, here is it, Vibhryad Yadasau Vasaha. To maintain the body, one can have minimum requirement, such as kambal, blanket, some medicine if required. You can have medicine, not that I am sannyasi, I don't need to take any medicine anymore. You can take some medicine. Cloth. And in cloth, he said, vasam kaupina. Kaupin, everybody knows what he called kaupin? To cover the lower part of the body. Kaupin, achhadanam param. Nothing more than this. Tyaktam nalingad. A sannyasi should not give up the different chinha. क्या बोलेंगे चिन्ह को? सिंबल. There are so-called sannyasi, they don't put tilak. They say, we don't need to wear sannyasi, no more tilak. But a sannyasi should put 12 tilak. Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. What other chinna are there? Danda, Kamandalu. They should carry. And sometimes there is no need, then give up the danda also. If it is becoming in between following your sannyasi, you become too much attached to a danda, then better give up. So all together, a sannyasi should give up all these things. If he has any attachment to anything, it's not good. We'll read other section from Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Sanatana Goswami left to meet Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Vrindavan, he had returned back and he was staying in Tapan Misra's place. He was staying at Varanasi. Okay. So, Sanatana Goswami, somehow or he escaped the jail, or he bribed the jailer. We know this story. And when he was passing through the forest of Jharkhand, he happened to meet a householder who welcomed him. He was a landlord. And he has an astrologer. Some other astrologer came to know that he had 8 gold coin. So the astrologer told the landlord that he had 8 gold coin. Now the landlord, he planned to kill Sanatan night time and take that 8 gold coin. So daytime, he took care of him so nicely. He provided the food, grain and everything. He said, please you cook and you take your prasadam. And night time, in dense night, I will have my man cross you the dense forest of Jharkhand, because they have escaped from the jail. So police must be looking for them. So nice he was to Sanatana Goswami. It is the saying in Hindi, na jaan na pahchaan mein tere mehman. You know, or in Bengali they said, atir bhaktir chorir lakshan. So Sanatana Goswami was not ordinary, very prime minister. He was very intelligent. He said, what is there? There is no relation with this fellow. And he taking care of me so nicely. And so nicely he talking. Must be something. So he asked his servant Isan, what is the matter? Do you have any wealth? Isan said, yes, I have, for emergency, I have 7 gold coin. He did not say 8 gold coin. He said only 7 gold coin. Sanatan took that 7 gold coin. He took that 7 gold coin and he went to landlord and he gave to him. He said, my dear sir, please take this 7 gold coin. And kindly you arrange that night time we escape from the forest, because we have escaped from the jail. I have escaped from the jail, so I want to get out of here as soon as possible. So landlord was very happy. He said, Krishna is very kind, Lord is very kind. Actually I knew that you have 8 gold coin. You have 8 gold coin. And I had planned to kill you tonight and get that money. But you are such a gentleman. Why should I kill? I'll take care of you. I'll make sure that you pass. So, this way, Sanatana Goswami met, you know, again he called Isan and he said, do you have any more gold coin left?
He said, yes, one more is there.
He said, all right. You please take this one gold coin and go back to Bengal. Because this one gold coin is also dangerous. So, you are not fit. You are hiding something from me. Please go back. And this way, Sanatana Goswami, he came, he crossed the Jharkhand forest. Then he came in Bihar, a place known as Hajipur. And there is Ganga. And after the crossing Ganga, you can go to UP side. So, in Hajipur, he came and he met his brother-in-law, Srikant. And Srikant took care of him and he wanted him to stay for more time. But Sanatan, he had run away from the jail. He had all torn cloth, long beard, long hair, and so on and so forth. So, Srikant, you know, told him that please change your cloth, I'll get a nice cloth, stay for some more time here, and then you do whatever you want. And he told, no, I want to go as soon as possible. And next day, he left. So Srikant gave him a nice woolen blanket, very nice blanket, first class Kashmiri blanket. This way, Sanatan Goswami took that blanket and he came to Varanasi. When he came to Varanasi, he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying at the house of Chandrasekhar. So Sanatan Goswami went and he was standing outside Chandrasekhar's door. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the arrival of Sanatan, and he told Chandrasekhar that there is one devotee on the door, please go and bring him. Chandrasekhar went out, he saw nobody is there, no Vaishnava was there. And he came and said, my lord, there is nobody there. He said, no. Is there anybody? He said, yes, there is one man. He looks like hippie. He has long hair, long beard, torn cloth. He like Muslim mendicant. Looks like Muslim mendicant. Lord Chaitanya said, please go and bring him. So he was brought in. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami saw his Lord, both of them, Lord Chaitanya ran and he embraced Sanatana Goswami. And Lord Chaitanya and Sanatan both were having tears flowing as if they were bathing. Lord Chaitanya was bathing Sanatana Goswami. So this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after seeing him, Sanatan, he told Tapan Mishra, please take care of him. You know, he had not taken bath and all these things. And he told him, go and have save. He told Sanatan, go and have save. This was the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here.
Chandrasekhar Prabhu kahe bolaiya ei vesh durakar jar ihalaya bhadra karang tanga ganga snana karila sekhar aina tahar nutana vastra laya. Then he told, okay, take him to change his clothes, save his hair, and so on and so forth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly ordered Sanatan. He said, Prabhu kahe, chhor karaha tar yar Sanatan. Sanatan, you go and have saved. So all of us should keep our hair saved. This is order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada, in purport he writes, the word bhadrakara are significant in this verse. Due to his long hair, mustard and beard, Sanatan Goswami looked like a Daravesh
or hippie. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like Sanatana Goswami, hippie future. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not very happy with hippie future. Prabhupada also didn't like hippie future. So he made all the hippie happy. Unfortunately, nowadays our devotees, they want to again become hippie. They have long hair, moustache. Now that they have like this, you know, different kind of moustache. You know, all different kind. Not in India much, but in the West. Once I was there somewhere in Kirtan Mela, and I saw all kind of, we call it tapori here, that kind of, you know, hippie kind of. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't like, Prabhupada did not like, why should we like? If we have any faith in Prabhupada or Chaitanya, we should also keep our head clean, saved head, not hippie giri. And then Tapan Mishra was giving him a new cloth to wear. But Sanatan said, no, I am on a cloth. Please give me some old cloth if you have. I will wash it and wear it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, he was very happy. He was very happy. And then he came back, but he had that blanket, woolen blanket. And Lord Chaitanya kept looking at that blanket all the time. Kept looking at the blanket. Sanatana understood that Mahaprabhu does not like this blanket. Then Sanatana went on the bank of Ganga. He saw a mendicant who was washing his old blanket. And he requested him, kindly trade this. Take my this new blanket and give me your old one. And when he brought that old blanket and when he came, Lord Chaitanya was very happy. That is the Bairagi. That is the Bairagi. One more person I will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya directly for a sannyasi. How a sannyasi should be there. Raghunandas Goswami, this is about Raghunandas Goswami. As we know that Raghunandas Goswami, he was eating the rice which is washed away from Lord Jagannath Prasad from the gutter, right? Lord Chaitanya was very happy about hearing this thing. And then he wanted to know the duty of a sannyasi. So he told to Sarup Damodar that I have given up my household life. I do not know what is my duty. Sadhya sadhana tattva sikhai harasthane. He wanted to learn what is the sadhana tattva. Then Mahaprabhu told him that please you hear all these things from Sarup Damodar. I do not know much of this. But still if you ask me, then I want to tell you. Tathapi amar agya sradha jadi hoy amar ei vakya tabe karaha nishchay. He said, since you have asked me, and if you have faith in me, sradha jadi hoy, if you have faith in me, amar ei vakya, what I am going to say to you, karaha nishchay, please, is certain your duty from my following word. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said for a sannyasi? He said, gramma katha na sunibe, gramma barta na koribe, bhala na khaibe, ar bhala na poribe. He said, a sannyasi or a bairagi should not indulge in prajalpa. Gram barta means the task between husband, wife, and children, and family, politics, etc., etc. Gram Bharta na sunibe. One should not hear. Neither one should indulge in that. Bhal na khaibe or bhal na paribe. One should not eat chapan bhog. Neither he should wear a first class dress. Amani manado haya Krishna naam sadaloy. Braje radha Krishna seva manase karibe. See. Amani manado haya Krishna naam sadalobe. Amani naam anadena. None expect the honor. Don't dishonor anybody. Always chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe. And in that way, stay in Vrindavan, in mood of Vrindavan, and serve Radha and Krishna. This was the direct instruction of a sannyasi. How to be sannyasi. And same thing, this is called Bhagavatam. This is called Bhagavat. Granth Bhagavat and Purush Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and soul was Bhagavatam. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajestanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kajita Pasana Brajabudhu Vardgeva Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramamalam Premapumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Martamidam Tatra Daru Napura. Rupa Goswami said, the Bhagavatam is only proof that Lord Chaitanya has, that Pramana was Bhagavatam. And what Bhagavatam is saying, Lord Chaitanya is saying same thing. This is called Parampara. So, this was about sannyasi. How should they eat? How should they live? What should they eat? Where should they live? All these things given. Now, what should they do? That have been described in verse number 3. Eka eva charet bhikshu. Eka. He should travel alone. No assistant required. No servant required. Eka eva. Eva means certainly. Eka eva charet bhikshu. He should move around alone. A sannyasi again. One who is not sannyasi, no. Sannyasi, I guess it's different. Sannyasi means satanyasi. One is fully dependent on Krishna. He should live alone. Charet bhikshu. Bhikshu means beggar. He should live like a beggar. Atma Rama Anapasraya. He should always remain Atma Ram. The definition of Atma Ram is given Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya. Atma Rama Samanayo Nirgrantha Ukrame. Or kaise hai? Ittam Kurvan Ahetuki Bhakti Ta Jado Hari. Anyway, Ahetuki Bhakti. A sannyasi should do Ahetuki Bhakti. Asraya. So, he should travel alone. He should live on Madhukari, begging. He should have shelter of Krishna. Sarabhuta Sruistanto. He should be well wisher of all the living entities. And he should be Santa. No anger, no agitation. Means he is free from sense gratification. As long as you have desire for sense gratification, you will have agitation, you will have anger, and so on. The anger comes in any devotee, whether brahmachari, grihastha, banapara, sannyasi, then we must know that a tinge of sense gratification is still left. If anger comes for himself, anger comes for others, that's okay. Hanuman burned whole Lanka, Arjun fought whole Mahabharat, right? That anger is okay. And he should be peaceful, santa. And last qualification is Narayana Parayana. This is very, very important. This is very important. Narayana Parayana. Narayana Eva Param Ayana आश्रयो यस्य सह नारायण परायण। अयन लाइक रामायण, रामायण अयन मीन्स टू मीनिंग ऑफ अयन। अयन मीन्स रेजिडेंस प्लेस एंड अयन मीन्स शेल्टर एंड अयन मीन्स डिपार्चर, द थ्री मीनिंग ऑफ अयन। तो नारायण वन हुज रेजिडेंस इज नारायण, वन हु रिसाइड्स इन नारायण और बैकुंठ मूड, ही ऑलवेज इन बैकुंठ मूड, बैकुंठ प्रिय दर्शनम, ही कॉल बैकुंठ प्रिय। सो वन अयन मीन्स दैट वन हु रिसाइड इन थॉट ऑफ नारायण इज नारायण। एंड अदर अयन मीन्स शेल्टर, वन हु शेल्टर इज नारायण, इज नारायण परायण। एंड वन अदर अयन मीन्स डिपार्ट, वन हु हैज गिवन अप एवरीथिंग एंड डिपार्ट टुवार्ड्स द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज कॉल्ड नारायण परायण। तो इस वर्ड नारायण परायण इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। एनी वे आई हैव टू पुश, आई हैव टू मूव फॉरवर्ड। वर्स नंबर फोर, मे बी समबडी कैन टेक वर्स नंबर फाइव टुमोरो, जस्टिस सो समबडी कैन डू नंबर फाइव टुमोरो। पश्चेद आत्मा, पश्चेद आत्मा अदो विश्वम परेशद असदो वये आत्मानं च परम ब्रह्म सर्वत्र सद सन्मये। दि सन्यासी शुड ऑलवेज ट्राई टू सी दि सुप्रीम प्रिवेलिंग एवरीथिंग एंड सी एवरीथिंग इंक्लूडिंग दिस यूनिवर्स रेस्टिंग ऑन दि सुप्रीम। तो अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्ता सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्वा भजन्ति माम बुद्धा भाव समान्वित। ए सन्यासी सी एवरीथिंग कमिंग फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड एंड द लॉर्ड इज इन एवरीथिंग बट एवरीथिंग इज नॉट द लॉर्ड। एवरीथिंग कम्स फ्रॉम कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा इज इन एवरीथिंग बट एवरीथिंग इज नॉट कृष्णा। That's where Mayabadi, they misunderstand this point. I say, oh, everything coming from Krishna, so everybody Krishna, Namo Narayan, you are Narayan, I am Narayan, everybody Narayan. That's where they miss. Therefore, Vaishnava Siddhanta is very, very important. Daya asaro bhutesi, santushtan ena kenachit. सर्वेन्द्रियो उपशांतः तत्तुष्यति आसु जनार्दन। द अदर मीनिंग ऑफ सन्यासी, दया आश्रव भूतेषु, ए सन्यासी शुड ऑलवेज बी काइंड टू वन एंड ऑल। संतुष्टया एन केनचित, सम और अदर ही शुड ऑलवेज बी सैटिस्फाइड। सर्वेन्द्रिय उपशांत, he should have all the senses under his control. He should not be under control of his senses. Cha, if somebody has done this thing, cha tusyati asu janardana, Krishna becomes very pleased to that devotee, to that sannyasi, who is very kind to one and all. That's why Prabhupada left India, he went to America to preach. That's why Krishna was happy. And you can see, Krishna Shakti Bina Nai Tara Pravartan. So much preaching went because of Prabhupada. Purity, because Janardana was happy. Chatu Sati Asu. Asu means immediately Janardana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, becomes immediately happy with those sannyasi, with those devotee, Daya Asaro Bhutesu, one who is very kind to all the living entity. Santushtaya ena kenachit, one who is always happy in all circumstances, in happiness or in distress. Whether internet is there or no, he is happy. Sarvendriya usantya, he all his senses are under his control and he is very peaceful and many other things.
Chatusyati Asu Janardana. That person can please Janardana immediately. So summarize these four verses. The first verse describes that how a sannyasi should have not attachment for anything, give up everything and move out. He should not have attachment. Giving up everything is one thing, but attachment, carrying attachment is other thing. One may give up everything, but still he has attachment to those things. So giving up everything and attachment of everything and moving out. Lonely, alone. Stage one place, one village, one night, other village, other night. And this way he travels on the earth. He is not dependent on anybody, but he is dependent only on the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his maintenance. And third, he is very kind to one and all. He is very peaceful and he is always dependent on Narayana Parayana. And fourth is that he sees everything emanates from Krishna, everything coming from Krishna. And Krishna is in everything, but everything is not Krishna. That is number four. And number fifth was, I'll just give a summary of this verse, that there are two states. One is sleeping state, other is awake state. In sleeping state, kate hai na, so gaya, mar gaya. In sleeping state, our senses does not work. Even we do not know ourselves. We know the existence only in awakened stage. In sleeping stage, we do not know our existence. When we are sleeping, and there are nice feast service going on outside house, or outside, I am sleeping here, next door somebody having nice prasadam. Will you figure it out? No, because you are sleeping. But a sannyasi, he is awake even in sleeping state. And awake state is awake. The word I have used, sandhya. There are two kinds of sandhya. One sandhya, when sun, three sandhya, but here two sandhya have been given. One is awaken and other is sleep. Right? Susupti prabodhayo. Susupti, supti means sleeping state, and prabodhayo matlab awaken state. Or susupti, the three states are there, three are called sandhya. So when sun comes, morning time, that is also called sandhya. Right? And noon, also called sandhya. And when sun set, that is also called sandhya. Now, how it apply to supti, susupti, and prabodha, I'll just explain these three things. And the rest, somebody can take up from tomorrow. When we go to sleep, when we lie on the bed, do we sleep immediately? It takes some time, no? And when we wake up, immediately you don't wake up. Alarm bajta hai, thoda aankh khulta hai, right? It takes some time. That is also called sandhya. So here I have been described only two sandhya. Supti and prabodhayo. But now this has nothing to do with, this is only ordinarily to explain the meaning of supti and prabodha. But the real meaning is, the sannyasi is self-situated. Atmanneva atmasantushta. He is always in connection with Krishna. Whether in sleeping state or in awakened state. In both states. That is the qualification of a sannyasi. So these are some of the qualifications I have been described of the sannyasi. Now I will stop the class here. If anybody has any comment or question, you can ask for 5 minutes more. Yes, Anuruddha Prabhu. Give the mic to Anuruddha Prabhu. Here, mic is there.
Hare Krishna.
You are clear, my Bombay Hindi? Bombay English? You are clear?
Okay. Yeah. You described the qualities of the Goswamis, and they were called Goswamis, but as I understand it, they didn't take on the dress of sannyasis, right? And it wasn't until Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur reintroduced the principle of taking sannyas that the position of sannyas became prominent within the Gaudiya preaching tradition. So my question is, why didn't the Goswamis take on, because, and the other point was that Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, right? So you would think that if the Goswamis were the followers of Lord Chaitanya, then they would have also taken sannyas, but they didn't. And in fact, that was neglected somewhat until Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur reintroduced that ashram. So why is that? Do you know the history as to why the Goswamis didn't take on the vesh?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not. He ordered them for two things: to write the book and found out the lost places. And he has given them enough instruction about how to be renounced, how to be bairagi. And the qualification of sannyas is to be bairagi. That is more important than, you know, taking this danda and so on and so forth. So, in fact, they were sannyasi. I mean, as I said earlier, the real meaning of sannyasi is satnyas. Sat means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And nyas, like we do sila nyas. Nyas means be situated. He had nothing else to think but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that's what the Goswami were thinking. So they were really real sannyasi. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, with so many children, he was a real sannyasi. That way, if you thought. But apparently, you know, the sannyasi, the chinna is also, you know, it is recommended here. The chinna was there. Why Lord Chaitanya did not order? I don't know myself. But Bhakti Siddhanta knew, again, it's not unauthorized. They did not take, that is also not unauthorized. And Bhakti Siddhanta took, that is also not unauthorized. According to Bhagavatam, it is there. In fact, it says here, I think verse number 3, it says, yes. A person in the renounced order of life may try to avoid even a dress to cover himself. If he wears anything at all, it should be only a loincloth, and when there is no necessity, a sannyasi should not even accept danda. There's no necessity. None. A sannyasi should avoid carrying anything but a danda and kamandalu. So both things are there. That's only outer, you know, only outer linga. But real thing is Narayan Parayana. Be situated always at the shelter of Narayan and other qualification which I have been described. So both ways is right. Yes. Give the mic backside. Okay? Give him. He is next door to you.
Guruji, Jai Shri Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hum log Hare Krishna bolte hain.
Hare Krishna. Sir, I like to know that Jagat Guru, Lord Krishna, has any one favorite thing he liked the most?
He likes you the most. So please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Give the mic to somebody else now. Okay? He likes you the most. He likes everybody. Sridham Sarabhutanam. He is well-wisher of all of us. He becomes very happy to see us chanting Hare Krishna. So please chant.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा.
हु इज सेइंग आई डोंट कंस. हाँ
प्रभु जी, मेरा प्रश्न ये है कि जैसे अभी वैराग्य और संन्यास के बारे में आपने बताया, तो अगर कोई व्यक्ति हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र के जप के द्वारा, कीर्तन के द्वारा और मंदिर में भक्तों की संगति के द्वारा भक्ति करते करते अगर उसका मन वैराग्य और संन्यास के प्रति आसक्त तो होता है, लेकिन दूसरी तरफ परिवार की अगर जिम्मेदारियों के बारे में अगर सोचे, तो उसे क्या निर्णय लेना चाहिए? एक तरफ जिम्मेदारी, दूसरी तरफ उसका संन्यास के प्रति आसक्ति,
एक साथ में दोनों नहीं हो सकता है. यदि एक यहां भक्त था, मैं उसका नाम नहीं बोलूंगा, तो अपने गुरुजी के पास गया, कहा गुरुजी या तो आप मुझे संन्यास दे दो नहीं तो मेरा शादी करा दो. जानते हैं ना, चतुर्भुज जानते हैं, या तो मुझे संन्यास दिला दो मुझे शादी करा दो, दोनों काम साथ में नहीं होते हैं. तो डिसाइड आपको करना है. यदि वैराग उत्पन्न होगा, एक मैं कथा आ रहे, एक व्यक्ति था महात्मा, उसे ऐसे ही वैराग उत्पन्न हो गया. नाउ ही ट्रांसलेट, गोपाल ट्रांसलेट हो रही. उसे वैराग उत्पन्न हो गया, वह गया हरिद्वार, भजन कर रहा था, ऐसे कथा कर रहा था, बहुत लोग बैठे थे कथा में, खुदा न खास्ते उसकी बीवी आ गई कथा में, वो सामने ही बैठ गई. जब आकर के बैठी, ये महात्मा कथा कर रहे थे और पसीना छूटने लगा, उनको पसीना छूटने लगा और फटाफट कथा बंद कर दिए, कथा खत्म हो गई, सब चले गए. वो बैठी रही बहुत देर तक, सब चले गए. तो ये पूछते हैं कि तुम कब आई, कैसे हो, सब ठीक है ना, परिवार में सब लोग ठीक है ना, कैसी हो? तो उसने कहा आप मुझे पहचानते हैं, आप मुझे जानते हैं? कहा लो क्यों नहीं जानता हूं, तो मेरी पत्नी थी, कैसे मैं नहीं तुम जानता हूं? तो क्या कहती है वो, यदि अब तक से आप मुझे नहीं भूल पाए हो तो भगवान को कैसे याद करोगे? तो संन्यास लेना है तो सब भूल जाओ. जब भूल देखो, अपने को धोखा मत दो, अंदर ढूंढो, क्या बच्चे के प्रति आसक्ति है, पत्नी के पास आसक्ति है? यदि बेटा मर जाएगा दुख होगा? यदि होगा संन्यास मत लो. श्रीवास ठाकुर जानते हो ना, चेतन महाप्रभु का रास चल रहा था, उनका बेटा मर गया था, स्त्रियां रो रही थी, वो गए, क्यों रो रही है, बेटा मर गया है? कहा तुम चुप रहो, महाप्रभु का रास चल रहा है, तुम हल्ला करोगे तो मैं जाकर आत्महत्या कर दूंगा. ये बैराग ऐसे आए तब संन्यास लेना, ठीक है? दिखाने के लिए संन्यास लग गड़बड़ हो जाएगा, चलेगा वो भी, चलता रहेगा, लेकिन चलते का नाम गाड़ी रहेगा, उसकी संन्यास नहीं होगा. संन्यास बैराग उत्पन्न होना चाहिए. यस, कलयुग में संन्यास होना, क्योंकि कलयुग दोषों का समुद्र है. कलो दोषी निधि राजन अस्ति एक महान गुण. अरे संन्यास को छोड़ो, जो कलयुग में अलाउ है लोग वही नहीं कर पाते हैं. कलयुग में अलाउ है हरे कृष्ण का जप करना, करते हो? करते हो ना, ठीक है, बस पक्का रहो और कुछ मत करो. अरे जो अलाउ है वो करो, जो नहीं अलाउ छोड़ दो ना, क्यों पूछने का? वाई हैज नो आंसर, वाई हैज नो आंसर. अरे वो तर्क से कोई फायदा नहीं है. जो कहा गया है कलयुग, कलौ दोषी निधे राजन अस्ति एक महान गुण, कृतनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्त संघर्ष परम व्रजेत. सबसे मुक्ति मिल जाएगी, बोलो हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. कलयुग में अलाउड है करो, बस खत्म. नहीं अलाउड है मत करो. और मैं प्राइम मिनिस्टर क्यों नहीं बना? नहीं बना, नहीं बना, जो है उसे काम चलाओ ना. और कोई प्रश्न? यस, हरादास, माइक माइक जल्दी माइक लेकर अपने पास बैठ मत जाओ. लो आसक्ति माइक मेरे कहां से?
हरे कृष्णा.
जैसे यह मतलब क्या संन्यास, एक तो उपाधि है ब्रह्मचारी, ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ बांधव संन्यासी, चार तो उपाधि है. सर्व उपाधि विनिर्मुक्तम तत्पवित्र निर्मलम, ऋषिकेशम ऋषिकेशम
सेवन भक्ति हो तो कोई समझता गृहस्थी है, संसार में गृहस्थ भक्त लोग गृहस्थ भी सन्यासी है। कैसे? जैसे कि बोला गया भक्ति ठाकुर बताते हैं कि अमार बोले तो और कुछ नहीं, धन दारा सुत सुत तब दासी दास हो सही संबंध सर्वे अमार प्रयास। जैसे कोई बोले अरे ये तो सन्यास साधु लोग तो सन्यासी है तो हो जाएंगे, हमारे उधर कैसे होगा? तो भक्ति ठाकुर बोलते हैं कि धन दारा जो मेरे पत्नी बच्चे सब किसके है, कृष्ण का है, ये भी सन्यासी है कि नहीं?
मैं तो कहा सन्यासी का डेफिनेशन, सन्यासी कहते हैं सत्यन्यास सन्यास, जो सत्य में स्थित हो गया वो सन्यासी है, चाहे गृहस्थ हो वानप्रस्थ हो सन्यासी कोई हो। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर सब सन्यासी थे, मैं तो बताया बात को, सब रामायण हो गया, राम जी का विवाह कैसे हुआ ये भी नहीं सुना। और कोई प्रश्न? कृष्ण मुरारी प्रभु का माइक दे, माइक फटाफट दौड़ा के पीछे था कृष्ण मुरारी प्रभु को। संन्यास का दो अर्थ है, समन्यास इति संन्यास, सत्यन्यास इति संन्यास। सम मतलब सब कुछ ले करके या सब कुछ छोड़कर, छोड़ने का क्या, अपना है ही क्या, सब भगवान ही का है ना, उनको अर्पण करो यद करो उसके साथ, सब वो भी संन्यास हो गया। समन्यास सब लेकर के उनके शरण में दे दो, संन्यास हुआ। और सब छोड़कर उनके शरण में जाओ, वो भी संन्यास हुआ। और उनके ही शरण में रहो, भी संन्यास हुआ। यस मुरारी।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, ये संन्यास वानप्रस्थ की इसकी बात नहीं है। तो जैसे हमारे जैसे कोई साधारण गृहस्थ है, नौकरी कर रहा है, कोई ये कर रहा है, तो उन्होंने समझो वृंदावन जाके रहने की कोशिश किया, तो जैसे क्या उधर माधुगिरी नहीं करना है, कुछ बैलेंस रखा है, बना के रखा है, उसको इस्तेमाल करे, या उनके माँ बाल बच्चे कोई वो सपोर्ट करे, तुम भजन करो ये करो हम सपोर्ट करते, ऐसा करे तो कैसा होगा?
मैं कुछ नहीं समझा आप क्या बोले, कोई बगल वाला बताए, बताओ बगल वाला। आप बहुत फास्ट बोल दिए, समझ नहीं आया, धीरे धीरे बोलो। कोई सब कुछ छोड़कर वृंदावन चले जाए?
हाँ, वृंदावन चले जाए, और जैसे सर्द गोस्वामी रहते थे ऐसा रहने की कोशिश करना चाहते हैं, लेकिन वो तो
देखो पहला नंबर सर्द गोस्वामी लोग वैसे रहने का कोशिश नहीं कर रहे थे, रह रहे थे।
हाँ,
कोशिश करने में और रहने में अंतर होता है,
लेकिन वो रह रहे ऐसा हम कोशिश करना चाहते हैं,
करना चाहिए, अच्छा काम है।
तो लेकिन वो जैसे माधुगिरी कर रहे थे तो हमने कुछ बैलेंस बना के रखा है, हम उस माधुगिरी के ऊपर डिपेंड नहीं रहे, अपना पैसा खर्च करे, या अपने बच्चे लोग सोच रहे हैं आप भक्ति करो हम सपोर्ट करते हैं आपको, ऐसा करे तो उसको क्या दोष है?
ठीक है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, कोई तकलीफ नहीं है। लेकिन जो यहां पर सन्यासी का गुण बनाया जा रहा है, वो जो बताया जा रहा है परमहंस का, मैं बताया ना कुटिचक बौद्धक हंस परमहंस, तो आप कुटिचक के कैटेगरी में आओगे, चलेगा, वो भी सन्यासी है, कुटिचक सन्यासी है, परमहंस नहीं कहना अपने को, नाम के आगे मत लगा देना परमहंस प्रभाराज का आचार्य कृष्ण मुरारी दास मत कुटिचक ठीक है।
और एक प्रभु, ये क्लास के बारे में नहीं है लेकिन थोड़ा सा संबंध में आया इसलिए पूछ रहा हूँ। जैसा कई बार हमने सुना गया है कि जो वृंदावन में जो बंदर है सुअर है वो पतित लोग है जिन्होंने अपराध किया कुछ, इसलिए वो लाश जाम है उनका, वहां बाद में वो भगवान राम जा।
लेकिन हम लोगों से वो लोग उत्तम हैं, वृंदावन में जन्म हुआ ना, हमसे महान है वो लोग।
तो हम सोचते हैं हमें हमारे से कोई अपराध हो जाए कुछ भी हो जाए जाए चाहे वो जाए, ये वृंदावन में एक साल या एक जन्म बिताओ और कुत्ता सुअर बनने के लिए भी तैयार है, हजार साल रहने से अच्छा है एक साल एक जीवन कुत्ता जन्म करके भगवान के पास जाए तो क्या तकलीफ है?
कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, करना चाहिए।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी।
चलिए कब चल रहे हैं वृंदावन, अब छोड़ो मोह माया, चलो
सुन इट पॉसिबल।
हनुमान हनुमान मतलब बच्चों शादी करना है अभी, हनुमान को साथ में ले जाना, पत्थर हो दोनों ना, अकेला मत जाना। नहीं ये पार्टनर देना है, बहुधक चलता है, बहुधक मतलब बहुत लोग। नेक्स्ट प्लेटफॉर्म कुटचक बहुधक। हनुमान अभी आपका फीस्ट बाकी रह गया है, अभी फीस आप देना है, कृष्ण याद है ना गधे वाला,
फीस लागे है हाँ। प्रश्न है? हाँ ठीक है, चालू करो भाई।
हरे कृष्ण। प्रभु जी मैं ये जानना चाहता हूँ, जो गृहस्थ भक्त है अगर उनको संन्यास लेना है तो क्या पत्नी से परमिशन लेना होता है?
कैसा उत्तर दूं?
जो उचित समझे।
ओके, उचित उत्तर यही है कि यदि संन्यास लेना है तो किसी से परमिशन की कोई जरूरत नहीं है, लेकिन इस्कान में संन्यास लेना है तो पत्नी से परमिशन जरूरी है। ठीक है,
परमिशन कभी भी नहीं मिलेगा फिर।
तो डंडा खाते रहो। ऑल राइट, शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय।